Greetings in Christ. I'm Pastor Vandercook. The New Testament reading for today is from John 12, verses 36b through 50. When Jesus had said these things, he departed and hid himself from them. Though he had done so many signs before them, they still did not believe in him, so that the word spoken by the prophet Isaiah might be fulfilled. Lord, who has believed what he heard from us? And to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? Therefore they could not believe, for again Isaiah said, He has blinded their eyes and hardened their heart, lest they see with their eyes and understand with their heart, and turn, and I would heal them. Isaiah said these things because he saw his glory and spoke of him. Nevertheless, many, even of the authorities, believed in him. But for fear of the Pharisees, they did not confess it, so that they would not be put out of the synagogue. For they loved the glory that comes from man more than the glory that comes from God. And Jesus cried out and said, Whoever believes in me believes not in me, but in him who sent me. And whoever sees me sees him who sent me. I have come into the world as light, so that whoever believes in me may not remain in darkness. If anyone hears my words and does not keep them, I do not judge him, for I did not come to judge the world, but to save the world. The one who rejects me and does not receive my words has a judge. The word that I have spoken will judge him on the last day. For I have not spoken on my own authority, but the Father who sent me has himself given me a commandment, what to say and what to speak. And I know that his commandment is eternal life. What I say, therefore, I say as the Father has told me. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets, but now in these last days he has spoken to us by his Son. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. This reading takes place after Jesus has entered Jerusalem at the beginning of Holy Week. Those who believe in Jesus hope that this is the moment in which he will ascend the throne of King David, as the Scriptures said. They hope that earthly glory will come once again for Israel. Jesus has made it clear, though, that this will not be the case. Jesus tells them that the Son of Man will be lifted up. And they know what that means. They know that that means that he will soon die. Well, this can't be. Is not, they say, the Christ to remain forever? But in spite of all that, there are some who do believe in Jesus. There are even, St. John writes, some among the authorities, the leaders of the Jews who believe in Jesus. They believe, he writes, because they do not, but they do not confess. That is, they do not confess with their mouths that Jesus Christ is Lord. To confess means to say the same thing. To confess Jesus as Lord is to say the same thing that the Word of God says about him. In the case of these leaders of the Jews, all contemporaries of Jesus, it means to say that Jesus is the fulfillment of all the prophecies of Scripture. They believe this, but they will not confess it. They refuse to confess, St. John writes, because they fear the Pharisees. The Pharisees had threatened to throw anybody who confessed Jesus as Lord out of the synagogue. This same threat would repeat itself after the death and resurrection of Jesus, and in fact it would become more than a threat. Jesus, in fact, will tell the disciples that they will be thrown out of the synagogue when they confess that he is Lord. The Jewish leaders that believed in Jesus, that we read about this morning, would not confess Jesus openly because they feared men more than they feared God. They actually feared losing their position as leaders of men on earth more than they feared losing their salvation. Isn't that something? It is an unbelievable position that they held. But yet Christians today are still faced with that same decision. What does St. Paul write in Romans 10? He says that if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead, you will be saved. That which is believed is that which is confessed. Faith expresses itself in the words that come out of our mouths. We believe in our hearts that God has raised Jesus from the dead. May that which we believe always be that which we confess. Losing positions of influence and authority among men, that can indeed be a fearful experience for us. But in the end, which is worse? Losing such honor among men, or losing salvation? The answer is clear. May we who believe in Jesus and therefore believe in the Father, and we who have seen Jesus and therefore have seen the Father, confess with our mouths that Jesus Christ is Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty God, grant that the birth of your only begotten Son in the flesh may set us free from the bondage of sin. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.